Welcome to a bonus episode of the Encourage podcast. We love sharing new books with you. And today, Encourage community manager Becky Keefe talks with one of our favorite authors. Listen as they have a conversation that's sure to encourage your heart and learn more about a book we love.
Encourage friends, it's Becky Keefe, your community and editorial manager, and I'm back again for another Books We Love conversation, and I know that you are going to love today's guest and this amazing resource that she has created in partnership with our friends at Dayspring. I am here with Marshawn Evans Daniels, and if you guys don't know Marshawn, you need to, because she is a powerhouse, woman of God, entrepreneur, businesswoman, former lawyer, triplet mama. I mean, she does it all. And Marshawn, I'm just so grateful to have you on the show to talk about your new journal.
I am excited to be here. Always lovely to get to hang out with you. You're just a cool chick. Who loves people, and you're so gracious to bring other people's words out into the world. So I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. So, friends, Marshawn has this new journal. It's called Daily Blessings, a mindfulness journal on the goodness of God. And Marshawn, right off the bat, I'm all about mindfulness practices, especially as a woman who struggles with anxiety. Mm-hmm. But for all of us, like, God's word is so clear that what we think about has a direct impact on our peace, on our connection to Him. Like, it's so important. And when I look out in the world, I think about, you know, a mindfulness journal on, like, you could write a mindfulness journal on a lot of things, like on setting your priorities, on positivity, on, you know, fill in the blank. Why did you choose to write it on the goodness of God?
Wow. Well, I would say it chose me. This was not a topic that I would have naturally chosen, because this is not one that is in my resume or in my repertoire. I'm the girl who is about going after your dreams and your goals, and who is just about unlocking ambition, belief, dreams. That's my comfort zone, is stretching people outside of their comfort zone. Anything around the topic of stillness, pausing, rest, centering, and slowing is not my forte. I am wired to run, to build, to go. And this felt like the opposite flow, but something that was absolutely necessary. So I firmly believe, though, the things you're really called to do truly, especially when you're going to a new level or a new dimension in your life with God, are likely the opposite of what you would ever have had on your radar. And that's how He expands new dimensions inside of us. But why on the goodness of God? Well, when I, over the last decade plus, let's see, 14 years now, I've been in the high-end coaching space, helping ambitious women of faith build businesses, increase their income, their influence, normalize ambition, normalize prosperity, that it should be in the hands of Proverbs 31 woman versus anybody else, women versus anybody else. And doing that, I noticed that it didn't matter whether I was working with a stay-at-home mama who's reinventing, getting back into the world of figuring out her gifts and her voice, her dreams, or a woman who's already 7, 8, or even 9 figures. Everyone was struggling with the same thing, which was confidence and believing in themselves and thinking something was broken or wrong with them. And so you said at the top of this, as a woman who wrestles with anxiety, I think that's part of being a woman. Yeah. Eve shows us that from the very beginning. So we are in common company. There is not, it, you know, and I remember I spoke at this church in Cali, California, years ago. And I was talking about the vulnerability of how this is something we all struggle with. And I turned, you know, I looked out at the pastor, I was like, right, Pastor so-and-so. And it was a man. He goes, I don't struggle with that. And I'm like, arrogance, ego, whatever. Jesus had to even say, if it is not your will, if it is, it might not my will, but your will. Right. Yeah. And so it's like wrestling with the realities of life and pain and difficulty and hardship and uncertainty and not knowing what's going next. So I just want to normalize for just a moment that all of us have our own version of this in our lives. And if we deny it, I believe we're denying the help and peace that comes when we recognize something that needs to be pinned to a cross, right? But it doesn't mean that something is wrong with us. It means that we are actually living in a human body, okay? Now, yeah. Why mindfulness on the goodness of God? When I chose to do this daily blessings method with my membership community, the Destiny Collective, they came together around my last devotional doing 100 Days of Believing Bigger, and they just stayed around for the last 2 years. And so there was a woman, Miss USA. She was a former Miss USA, Chesley, who ended up taking her life. She jumped off the top of a high-rise building in New York City. Mm-hmm. And beautiful woman, inside and out, glowing, radiant, so much life unfolding in front of her, opportunity. And as she started talking about, she's a Black woman, biracial, talked about a lot of the vitriol that she faced in her comments from people, mm-hmm. The microaggression, racial microaggression that she faced in being a lawyer. And I was a lawyer. And I competed in Miss America. So that pageant world, this world of, you know, having, being a woman of color, going above and beyond and overcoming these obstacles and barriers and still constantly having to deal with things that you have to smile in your face because of the stupid things that people say to you and trying to be polite and how that weighed on her and her esteem. And when she took her life, I had planned to walk these women through a completely different subject matter for the next 30 days. And God said, nope. We're going to focus on supernatural gratitude and appreciation and developing the mind of God, because this is what happens when we get separated from the mind of God. So mindfulness, our minds are full of something already. The question is, what are our minds full of? And also, what's unique, in my opinion, is that this word mindfulness has been hijacked by New Age, by universal teaching, and yeah. It's a very dangerous trap for us to fall into as believers if we are mindful of if we're not recognizing that all mindfulness is not created equal. So what I'm talking about in Daily Blessings is holy mindfulness. And when we're remembrance of the goodness of God as we're living our day, it helps us to step into our future.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and one of like an anchor verse in my life is, I believe it's in Isaiah, it says, you'll keep in perfect peace those whose minds are fixed on you. And It's a daily practice, a daily rhythm, a daily choice of what are we going to fix our minds on? What are we going to fill our minds with? Because if we're not intentional about it, we're going to be filled up with something, right? Like we all, you know, whether it's, you know, the radio station we listen to as we drive our kids to school or the social media that we scroll, you know, on and on, we are constantly bombarded by information, by the things that people say to us or about us or over us. And so,
Say we're living in the world of distraction and deception through distraction, but seems like good things. But if social media, for example, I mean, you can get on there and then feel crappy about your life in just a matter of 3.2 seconds.
So true.
Because I'm like, now with the filters and everyone is doing highlight reels of their life and everything that is good and glamorous and awesome and glittery. And you're like, well, I just had to clean up poop from toddlers, or I'm just doing mommy land, or I'm just like, I lost my dad. What is it? September 9 months ago. Mm-hmm. And it has been a really difficult season for me to learn to navigate without the covering and protection of my father that I've always grown up under, even as an adult woman. I'm 44 now. And so it is an interesting thing when you're a builder and an ambitious person and you have these dreams and goals, and then disruption comes in and you look around and you're like, I don't have the energy to do what I've done. And I'm in this place of grief, but I'm trying to do the mommy thing. And sometimes my thoughts are taking me captive versus me taking them captive. And then I'm trying to motivate people and people are drawing upon me, but I'm still grieving. Can I receive a little bit? And you get on social media and you can believe you're behind, or that you're not doing enough, or you're not keeping up enough. And I think this is also where mindfulness comes in, is to recognize, what is the word of God for you in your life in this season, so that we are full of what the Holy Spirit has for us? I do believe And when we do this, we start losing an appetite for voyeurism of other people because we really want to know, what's the show you want to give me, God, for my life? Like, what is it you, what do you want to have unfold here? So anyway, I just wanted to mention that around, there's so much distraction that is capturing, chasing our time and our attention, because if the enemy has control over our mind, and he will use everything, even good things that are happening in other people to make us feel less than, if he can do that, then we feel we're not worthy. When we're not worthy, we stay in hiding.
Yes.
That's not abiding. We stay in hiding.
Yeah. Just the other day, I was talking about this very thing with a friend, and she said something that I was like, that's it. She was like, the enemy is going to use neutral things to neutralize us. Mm. So, you know, that social media, it can be a neutral thing. People like you and I and Encourage and Dayspring, like we even try to use social media for good. Like it can also be a good thing, but, it is when that comparison comes in, this thing that's, you know, can be neutral, the enemy wants to use that to take us out. And so I think this is why.
I don't think we can look at it. You're a mama, right? You said you have a 13-year-old who just hurt his ankle, was it, playing soccer?
Yeah. I'm a mama of three. I have three boys.
Oh, you got three boys. Yeah. So you're where my boys went. I thought I was going to be a boy mom. Well, I have three girls, triplets, and they're 3 years old. And what I have found, especially in watching cartoons with them, none of this stuff in the media is neutral.
Mm.
I think we've got to keep our swords up and our armor. It doesn't mean that we have to be hyper spiritualized on everything, but we need to be alert, because I'll be watching things with them that seem neutral, and out of nowhere, there'll be this bad guy comes in and his eyes turn red, which is signifying evil. And even seeing the words demon coming, they're demons and they're dogs, and there's these cats, superpower cats chasing these dogs. And I was like, did I just hear the word demon? And so I think that we need to be aware of what we're taught is neutral is not. This is also mindfulness. Of being aware of our eye gate and what we're seeing, how much time we're spending, even just the science behind how these lights draw us in, what it's doing to our sleep, our disruption, how it's impacting our health and our body. And maybe there are certain things, sure, that are neutral. But I think that being in discernment and intentional and aware, it's not about looking for an attack. It's not about looking for harm. But it is about being aware of the voice of the Holy Spirit to guide our time, our attention, and our focus. And I want my kids to know that things are not neutral. I want them to know, because that is how the tricky stuff is going to slide in into our minds, into our ears, into our hearts.
Yeah. That's a good point. So we live in this world of distraction. We live in this world where we are being bombarded with a lot of different messages that can so easily discourage us, distract us, make us doubt who we are, which essentially makes us doubt who God is and who he's made us to be. And we don't have to stay living there. We can live with greater intentionality and greater purpose. And so, Marshawn, I love that what you've put together really helps women build into their lives these morning and evening routines. And so I want you to talk a little bit about that. Talk to us about how Daily Blessings is structured. And I'd love to hear, like, what has it done for you in your walk with the Lord and in, you know, living out your purpose as a mom and a business owner and a mentor?
Yeah, great question. Multi-layered for sure. So the Daily Blessings method, as I mentioned, came out of me working with women over this last decade around how do you really focus on your negative self-talk in part? How do you learn to appreciate, like I could have a client who just made more money than she's ever made, and she's going to see everything she did wrong.
Yeah.
Right. And so our minds naturally gravitate towards the deficit or the gap or the areas of imperfection versus the goodness. And so the purpose of this daily blessing, the Daily Blessings method, is so that you would begin your morning with the mind of Christ and living in the mind of God, calibrated to thinking the way God thinks by hearing what God has given you, what the Holy Spirit is trying to say to you, for this day, that you get daily bread. So the first part of the Daily Blessings Method is a morning routine where you start off with a word of the day, right? A word, a quiet time word. I call it a QTW. This actually came out of me teaching inside of our membership at the Destiny Collective, teaching 100 Days of Believing Bigger, of teaching how do you engage in supernatural journaling. And although this practice isn't, there's not space made for this inside of the last devotional that I did, also with Dayspring, which, by the way, has blown my mind because it has sold a ridiculous number of copies for it being released in 2020 with supply chain shortage in the middle of a pandemic when I had 6-month-old triplets and could not do any marketing. This is called God breathes on things, y'all.
I've seen some of those numbers. It's wild what 100 Days of Believing Bigger has done. And yeah, well done, God.
Alignment is always wild. And you all at Dayspring are such sweet friends. And I truly consider you all friends that we get to bring words out to the world with. But when I was walking women through it, I was explaining like, well, what do I do? I was sitting with God for 2 minutes of stillness. And I noticed that as I did that with expecting the Holy Spirit to speak, the Holy Spirit would give me one word, a phrase. It could be faith or goodness or trust or surrender or release or center or elevate, whatever that word was, whatever that word for the day was my word for the day. And then I would sit and I'd get revelation around that word of what did it mean for me? And then I would think, well, what scripture comes to my mind? If you've been walking with God for a while and you've lived in your Bible, even if you've been little cobwebs on it, you can dust it off, but you still remember certain scriptures from your lifetime of your walk. And if you're new, I have a suggestion for you, but I would write the revelation. I would write whatever scripture came. And if I couldn't think of one, I'd either open my Bible or I'd go to the internet or a Bible app. And I would search by this particular word that the Holy Spirit gave to me. Then I would see other scriptures on this topic. It's a way to, sometimes we don't know what to read, right? Yeah. And so, what I did not have when I was doing on my own that I provided for the readers here in their morning practice, the next part of this is a prompting question that I'll ask you one question each day to journal. And then the last thing I would do in part of my morning routine is I would do what I call pin your praise, where I give God thanks for something. And this is how I believe we start with the mind of God. That's the daily blessings method in the morning. And what this is doing is to give you a way to calibrate with and hear the voice of God early on. And the reason I don't want you to just think about this and to just pray about it versus journaling it, I've always said the difference between possibility and actually entering a promised land is often just a pen. Mm-hmm. Writing it down. Habakkuk 2:2 says to write the vision down and make it plain so that a herald can run with it. Vision isn't just about where you're going. Your vision for the day is in that QTW. It is in that quiet time word. And so that, and then so that a herald can run with it, it's so that you can also pass it on. That herald means someone else is going to take it further than you. So it's how you speak life into your children. It's how you respond to people. There's so many ways that when we write things down, we're showing discipline and we're actually showing that we have reverence for God's word. Versus relying on our human mind, which will forget it. And then another thought's going to come in, or a child's going to come in, or an email's going to come in. And you're like, God, I spent time with you. Why have I been so horrible to people through my day? And I think when we write it down and then we can see it and read it back. So that's the morning piece of this. Okay. And I wanted to just kind of outline that this really is more of a journal to give you a spiritual practice as opposed to just a place to write thoughts that are not random. And then there's also a scripture that I provide for you. And this can be done in about 10 minutes a day, by the way, in about 10 minutes a day or as much time as you have. You can spend more time. Now, can we go to the evening side, the evening practice?
Yes. Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Okay. So that's the morning.
Marshawn. So Marshawn just described the morning affirmation. So each day has this one beautiful spread. And so on the left, you get the morning affirmation, and on the right, you get the evening gratitude plus appreciation. And so it's all like right there, and you write the date and it, you know, walks you through. So go ahead. But I love how, you know, just even visually it's laid out, and it reminds you like on that morning page, like, okay, we're going to come back. We're going to come back to this end our day being mindful of who God is and what he has done.
Yes. Thank you for mentioning the design. I actually have one in my draft. So when I walked the women in my community through it, and also over the years, I'm a big, I don't consider myself an artist like your designers at DaySpring. But I actually happen to have one that was in my actual journal, my bigger journal. And yeah. So the structure of how I actually do this is the same format that the designers, the beautiful, gifted, supernaturally gifted, creative people were able to bring it and make it even more special and beautiful. But in coaching over the last 12 years, mentorship, I really believe in instructional design. Like, how do people learn well? And one of the reasons why I only give one scripture for the day, and there's one master devotional for each week of these 10 weeks, is because less really is more and more is less. This is scriptural. Psalms 37:6 says that less is more and more is less. So the goal is not to start your day with a lot of different scriptures from God. In this regard, it says start with one anchor and then allow that to pull into others. Because I don't know about you, but I believe for most of us, if we get too much, we end up really getting nothing. Mm-hmm. If you had one key scripture, right, that you anchor your day in, and one word that God has told you that this is what your day is for. What I have found when I believe and trust that word, and also don't doubt that whisper, because a lot of times we're like, is that God? Well, was it the enemy that told you to surrender? Probably not. Okay. Right. So just start trusting it. Okay. What I have found is that that word is designed to truly help me for whatever obstacle or goodness or whatever is coming my way that day. So for the evening part of this, what you're going to do, the evening gratitude and appreciation, gives you an opportunity to reflect on three moments of goodness, grace, and gratitude you have for that day, for what you saw. What you're going to do is you're going to look for three moments where you saw God show up in your life. And this could be in anything and everything. It could be in, I got a text message when I just finished. I put together a 10-part series on this daily blessings method. And it's a video class, video series. The classes are way longer, much deeper than what I had anticipated. And I just finished the last one. And a friend of mine who doesn't live in the state anymore texted me, said, I'm just checking on my strong friend. And it met me in a moment where I had finished, I hit stop on the record button, and I was feeling emotional because I was talking about the love of our Heavenly Father and how the love of my earthly father really has shown me so much that I hope that they can feel that for all of the women who did not have great dads, but how much God really loves us. So for me, I would take that moment as a daily blessing. It's not just a text message, because I am not just a woman. I'm a daughter of the King, and God uses everything to remind me of his grace, his goodness, his love, his remembrance of me. Mm-hmm. He's supplying me with a hug through a text message from a woman that doesn't live next door to me anymore. She lives on the other side of the country. And so for me, I know that that was a hug from God to say, I'm wanting you to remember that you are loved. Even someone I haven't talked to in a while, in months, she remembered me in that moment. That is a daily blessing. It could be someone who lets you go ahead of them in the grocery store. Or like me, I tend to choose the line that is always the longest. But sometimes God says, get over in that line. And I didn't. And that was the one that moved fast, even though it looked longer. So even the moment of hearing the whisper, get in that line, daughter, and you do it, that's a daily blessing. When your husband gives you a hug, or my middle baby, I was sitting with her and I was tired and I want to go to bed, and all of them want me to sit with them one by one. It can make for a long bedtime routine having triplets. And I was rubbing her head, and she started rubbing. I thought she was going to hold my hand. She started rubbing my hand. There's nothing sweeter than a little 3-year-old rubbing. Yes. That's a daily blessing method. That's a daily blessing moment. Mm-hmm. And what I'm saying is, when we can see God in the small things, we see God in everything. When we start seeing God in everything, this is where we develop the type of faith that unlocks the big things. It's not going after the big things. I believe that Moses was trusted because he was in a relationship of abiding with the voice of the Holy Spirit, where he could operate with the Holy Spirit, which is why God trusted him to go to Pharaoh. It's why, and Moses' first miracle was not parting the Red Sea. God had to build up his faith. He had to show small miracles.
Right.
And they grow. But it was also what I'm fascinated with about Moses is how he listened for God and to God and not the grumblings of people and not even his own lack of qualification. He was a stutterer and he's asked to use his voice. Right. And so it is in these daily blessing moments that are going to seem small, but what they're designed to do, doing three of these per day over the course of 10 weeks, which was 70 days, is to give you 210 miracle moments where you can record how God has showed up for you in every single area of your life with big wins and great things and then small things and things that no one else will understand. But then you're going to just start to see how God is near, how the kingdom is near in everything. There's this song out right now. I see you in everything. In my head, I'm a singer. This in my head. It is only my head.
Just go for it. We're in your head with you, Marshawn. Yeah.
So the reason for these three things, I know a lot of gratitude journals, and this is not a gratitude journal. This is a mindfulness and an abiding journal. And a lot of them just say, write down three good things that happened in your day. That's not a bad practice, but I'm talking about holy mindfulness. We're looking for where God showed up during the day. Mm-hmm. And when you start knowing you're going to end your day like that, you live your day looking for it. So what does that do? It's building your expectancy. Where are you showing up today, God? I'm looking for, what am I going to, and then you're going to be like, I can only write three? Wow. Right. And so this gives us confidence. This is where courage comes in. You do get clarity, but God is not seeking to give his girls clarity in this season. He's seeking to give his daughters courage. And of course, I'm talking to encourage. Because with courage is when we're able to step into things. And the last thing on this, the last piece of the evening method is you're going to write down what is going well in your life. You're going to take inventory of what is good because we usually go to sleep with the weight of the day on us. And then the last thing you do is what you love about yourself. There's a specific prompt that you write about yourself, which is self-affirmation. And I don't believe that the body of Christ has done a good job of teaching us to have a positive self-image. We're taught so much to hate our flesh and taught so much, I believe, the toxic fear of God that we have created a level where we don't even celebrate ourselves. We just tolerate ourselves. And so learning, going to bed with what's going well, with what where you saw God show up, and then what you love about yourself. This can bring women to tears to write this every day and for 10 weeks to do every day. The last thing on your mind is what you're saying that you love about yourself. This is how we actually adopt our loved identity with God, is learning to speak to ourselves, about ourselves, the way God speaks about us. And the things you learn to say that you love about yourself will really be the things God is telling you that he loves about you. Mm-hmm. That's how you go to bed. That's what you sleep on. That's what your emotions are bathing in. That is what your spirit is bathing in. And I believe your sleep is going to be better. It's going to be sweeter. And we're not having to fight in our sleep against the negative thoughts and the weight of the day. Start your day with the mind of God. End your day with the peace of the kingdom in you and upon you. So it's more than just a journal. It really is a method, a spiritual practice.
Yeah. I love that. And this is going to serve us so well beyond these 10 weeks, because I know that when I have, immersed myself into any kind of spiritual discipline or spiritual practice, that is the lasting fruit that it stays with us. And I have no doubt that, these daily verses and those words that God is going to give you, each morning as you ask, what are you saying to me today, Holy Spirit, that those, are going to continue to be significant in our lives. And I also have no doubt in someone else's life that God's going to give you a word that is for you, but it's also for one of his other kids.
Absolutely. The way that you know the word is for somebody else is because as you start having a higher level of expectancy. So part of the theme for this is operating in harmony with the Holy Spirit all day, every day. Mm-hmm. And abiding is not the same as praying, and it's not the same as praising. It's not even the same as fasting, because abiding is, we have learned to visit God in these moments of these other spiritual practices, which are mm-hmm. necessary and good. But why are we not experiencing harmony and peace and power and discernment and momentum in the daily day parts of our lives? And so God is not a visitation, he's a habitation. And in Psalms 91 verse 1, it says that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 9 says that if you will make the Most High your dwelling. And so what I am presenting, I believe that God has revealed to me these 10 dimensions of abiding in him, that there are 10 dimensions of God in his person. He says, if you will make the Most High your dwelling. How do we dwell in God in these different dynamics and dimensions of God? So there's 10 dimensions. The first dimension is the mind of God, then the heart, the voice, the names, plans, ambition, provision, calling, peace, and mystery of God. So over the course of 10 weeks, you're going to spend 1 week abiding in each of these dimensions of God and understanding that we're supposed to live in this place of expectancy, that when God refers to himself as a shelter, as a secret place, as a dwelling, as a fortress, as a place of refuge, that this is actually a place that we can enter into, that we never have to leave. Like we get up and we leave our prayer closet. God is designed to be a habitation. And this is how he inhabits us. This is how we get to experience that the kingdom is near. Right. And so each this practice that I just outlined for you, the morning and evening, just know it'll be against the backdrop of a different dimension with a different devotional prompt. There is a prayer moxie for the week. There is a call to abide for the week that specifically gives you how to refocus your mind in this particular dimension. And then there is a master teaching and a master scripture. And part of the reason why I give you this prayer that goes along with each dimension is that I think we have learned to pray what I call beggar prayers as opposed to builder prayers, that we should be coming boldly as heirs and praying as if and not what if. And so, abiding is something I did not understand. I'm still coming to understand it, but I believe that through this process, it's going to teach us how we can live in a place of expectancy, how we can abide as we live out our day, as opposed to thinking about it as something that we do, as opposed to it being versus it being something that we become. We see this with the life of Jesus. He did not go from miracle to miracle. He went from prayer place to prayer place. He did miracles in between. And when we abide, I believe that we will be experience going from greater to greater, where we get to experience more miracles that people get to experience from us, because we're always abiding with Christ. We're always operating in harmony with the Holy Spirit. And wherever God is present, miracles are ready to burst out. I'm done.
Amen. No, I love it. I love it. Wherever God is present, miracles are waiting to be done. And friends, if you want to hear more from Marshawn, which I do, I'm like, I mean, our time is up, girl, but let's just keep going. No, you're so wise. And what I love, and you know, I have the privilege right now of seeing Marshawn's face, and you just radiate the love and joy of the Lord. I know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I'm just grateful for you, and grateful that you are a woman who listens to God and who says, yes, like teach me and lead me well so that I can, you know, teach and lead others. And I really believe that that is what is going to come about through daily blessings, a mindfulness journal on the goodness of God. Again, friends, you've been hearing my conversation with Marshawn Evans Daniels, and daily blessings is, of course, available at dayspring.com as well as wherever books are sold. And Marshawn, tell our friends how else they can learn about you, stay connected with you, enjoy all of the resources that you make available to your community.
Yes. Well, hopefully, of course, as soon as you ask me that, there's the lawn guy out there and he's got this massive blower outside. Hopefully y'all can still hear
me. Such is life.
Such is life. So one other thing, one of the places that you can get this also is at dailyblessingsjournal.com. And one of the retailers on there is absolutely Dayspring. But when you go there, you will see some more of the goodies that are inside of this. But there's also a free life class that you'll be able to get on holy mindfulness, which I think is so important with these words of mindfulness being tossed around, so that we can stay anchored in the word when it comes to that. But you can connect with me at marshawn.com. And when you do, you go there, there is a free life class that you're able to get. And also come and hang out with us on social media. You can see my cute babies and my kiddos. And my commitment in this season of life is to be real with real life, like being honest about dreams and goals, but also grief, and being honest about prosperity, but also motherhood and being honest about wrestling through things. And I always tell people, if you want the version of me that was before I have my babies, I don't have that for you. If you want the version of me that was before I lost my dad, if you want the version of me that was before these new levels of responsibility of having aging parents and adulting, I don't have that for you. And so I think what happens often online is that we present our edited selves, and it's the word says that people will be set free by the word of a testimony. Mm-hmm. And there has to be a bit of a test, right? And so when you come into our orbit, I'm hopeful that you see a woman who is trying to navigate both the blessings and the burdens of life, and doing so in such a way that I just want to be made more like Christ. I want to be more patient. I want to be more kind, but I also want to be more powerful in the sense of I want to operate with the fullness of the power of the kingdom. I want to have the, I want all of these things. And I think that's where women are today. We want our dreams, our goals, our ambition. And so that's what we do in this Believe Bigger world. Last thing I will say, if you've enjoyed this conversation, I've put together a 10-part video series, as I've kind of alluded to, and it's on my YouTube page, Marshawn Evans on YouTube. And it will be a great resource to you as you get your daily blessings journal and you are on week one. Go and watch week one training on the mind of God. It is a 20 to each session is a 20 to 30 minute session. Okay. A lesson that you can do. And I want to also encourage you to get 10 other women to do this with you, where you can do this as a small group. And each of you can take on leading the other in one of these 10 areas. Iron sharpens iron as one woman sharpens another. So thank you so much for having me. I love all of you at Encourage. Becky, I'm so grateful for you, the words that you write, that you bring into the world, and that you share, and then you making room for other women to bring their words to the world. So thank you for being an usherer and a vessel. And just so adorable. I can't believe you have a 13-year-old. You look 13 yourself, ma'am.
Oh, you're so sweet. I also have a 14-year-old. My oldest started high school today. So
oh, wow. Oh, wow.
It's a whole feeling over here, but you're so sweet. Marshawn, it's always a joy and I can't wait. I know that God has more and more things to do in you and through you, and I can't wait to see what it is and have you back on the show. So friends, Daily Blessings, a mindfulness journal on the goodness of God. I am going to start this tomorrow. I hope you'll join me.
The Encourage podcast is brought to you by Dayspring. For over 50 years, Dayspring has created quality cards, books, and gifts that help you live your faith. Find out more at dayspring.com.